I'm Alexander Hamilton, founding father and notorious rib man. At TGI Fridays, get a full rack of ribs for just $10. That's one Hamilton, me, for a full rack of Jack Daniels or Friday's signature barbecue ribs. Who invented the half rack of ribs anyway? The half-wit?
Hurry in for a full rack of ribs or our $10 summer grill entrees. Valid on select items for a limited time. Only at participating locations. Dine-in only. Price does not include tax or gratuity. Not valid with any other offer.
Hi, I'm Janet Shields Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets.
Hello and welcome to each and every one of you. Today's guest is Vanessa D. Wirtz, author of Lies, Even Love Has Its Casualties. Well, we'll have to see what Vanessa has to say about that. She's also a military veteran, and I'd like to thank you, Vanessa, for serving our country. And thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about this book that you've written, Lies, and then it says Even Love Has Its Casualties. It sounds pretty intriguing. So let us find out more from you what it's all about.
Okay, so Lies is my second novel, and it's actually a fictional story about relationship drama and what can happen when hurt goes unchecked in a relationship and two people become selfish. And so the book is set in the Washington, D.C. area, and it follows a 30-year-old, very successful publicist who does very good in business, but not so much in her personal life. And she meets this NFL baller and takes him on as a client, and when their business relationship turns personal, they end up in this love affair. But the problem with that is that he actually has a fiancé. So it's a little messy.
I would say so. What inspired this book, Vanessa?
The real inspiration for the book is parts of my life as a single woman and dating, but also friends of mine, and really wanting to create a work for women to read and be entertained, but at the same time, there's a healing aspect in there. There is a message and theme of love and forgiveness. And so you're having a good time. It takes you on an emotional ride. But there's really a solid message in there that people can take away with them. And that's really what inspired the story, just wanting to encourage single women who are dating to be empowered, encouraged. And if you've been hurt by love before in the past, that you can be healed from that and move forward and stay open to love in the future.
Yeah, because I know you say, you have a quote where you say that getting hurt can be the very thing that opens the heart to love. And
yes.
Most people would tend to shy away from a relationship after getting hurt, but you're saying that it opens the door. Are you saying because it's after the healing process?
What I meant by that, I was inspired with that quote, but what I meant by that is sometimes you can be so hurt, like you can have a lifetime of hurt. Maybe it even started in childhood, just the hurt of rejection, feeling like people never fully accept you for who you are. And sometimes in those moments, not that you're looking for a relationship, but someone can come along into your life and be the very thing that you need to help you begin to heal, and they can love on you and love you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be if you're a woman looking for a man. It could be a relationship that begins to heal you in the midst of the love. Although this book, I'm talking about relationships in the book, that quote is just about staying open to love, period. And I even believe in relationships. You could date hurt from past relationships and never really heal from it. But if you stay open to love, some gentleman or some woman may come along and be able to help you through that healing process and become your mate.
Yeah, because I guess if you are closed off, then you won't know when that person comes into your life. Would you agree with that?
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
And oh, I also forgot to mention that you are a minister. And then I read in your info that ministering, that you love to minister people in the healing process of love, and that helps to ignite your heart. Explain that to us.
So I am a Christian. I'm not like in a pulpit as a preacher or teacher per se, but my belief is that everything is a minister, walking out, you know, their relationship with God and touching people with the God in them and the Jesus in them. So from that aspect, I do carry a responsibility to share what I know about God and share what I know about the healing power of Jesus with other people, and specifically with women. And so when I like, and saying that I like to minister that healing power of love, I like talking to women about the relationships that they're having and talking to them about what a healthy relationship looks like. It's hard. I'm single and I'm not in a relationship, but I definitely have learned a lot over the years. And I like sharing what I've learned. And a lot of times it really just starts with you as a person. It really doesn't matter what other people do, because you can't affect that as far as changing them. But you can change you. You can come to a place where you love yourself, where you won't allow anything that would intentionally be after you to hurt you to enter into your life. You know, there's signs you can look for. There's things to pay attention to. And most of all, just loving yourself, accepting who you are, believing that you are enough for any man in any relationship just as you are. That doesn't go to say or mean that you can't become a better person. You know, understand? Not that you can't be a better you, but just as you are enough. You don't have to go out and change the way you look unless you want to. You don't have to go out and get certain other things to add to who you are unless you want to. Not because someone requires you do that in order for you to be with them.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
Mm-hmm. I really like talking about that with women.
Yeah. Now, in the aspect of ministering the healing power, what three examples could you give to people that could help them to heal so that they can move on and hopefully find that Mr. Right or Ms. Right or whatever it may be, significant other, I guess I should say.
Okay. I guess the first point would be that, because I'm a Christian and we're talking about ministry here, mm-hmm. that God is love and that God loves you no matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you think it is. It cannot separate you from God's love for you. So that's the very first point in ministering that healing power of love. And because I just find that a lot of people, and even myself at one point in my life, have thought that, you know, I've done things or continue to do things that just weren't worthy of forgiveness. So the second piece is the forgiveness piece. To believe that you're forgiven. You know, as a Christian, the Bible talks about repentance, and Jesus came for that whole purpose, that he might take away the sin, and you repent if you do something that you know is not right to do, and you keep moving forward. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't condemn yourself, because Jesus doesn't condemn us. God doesn't condemn us. So just keep moving forward. Believe he loves you. Believe that you're forgiven if you did something, and even if you keep getting it wrong, repent, keep moving forward, and work at being better in that particular area. And I would say the third thing for ministry is staying open to the new relationships that will come across your path, and even, you know, in relationships with men, stay open. And that's a very hard thing to do. All three of these things are very difficult to do, and I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's absolutely the journey to healing and being better, in a better place. That
yeah.
love, the forgiveness, and then staying open to love and forgiveness.
And learning yeah. from our mistakes as well.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. and learning. That's right. It's all part of it.
Yeah. Now, would you say this is also sort of a faith-based book?
Wow. Now, that's an interesting question, because from my perspective in writing it, it is. for people to read it, I would venture to say a lot of people would say it's not, because the primary thing, the primary topic there is sex. You see that probably within the first 30 pages, and not every faith-based person can accept that. You know, me talking, writing a book about sex and connecting it to faith, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I understand that that's going to be, you know, something that I'll have to be, I'll be challenged with maybe, but the truth is God created sex, at least my truth. And so it's okay to talk about it. None of us would be here without it,
that's
to be honest. So,
mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And I, for me, it's faith-based, because it is coming to talk to people, it's, you know, to inspire them to be their better self. And if you're not a faith-based person, that's fine too. Hopefully you still will find something that will inspire you, because we all want love and need love. We all want to be forgiven and need to be forgiven. So those are the things in the book. And it's faith-based to me, but whoever receives it and enjoys the storyline, I say go for it.
Okay. And why should people go out and buy this book?
I think people should go out and buy the book because relationship, this is a real life hype. You get to feel like this is real life stuff. This relationship that happens in the book with the main character, Bobby Farquhar, if you are a single woman dating or ever have dated for, you know, many years as an adult, you will connect with this story. Whether you're a man or a woman, you will connect, because it's real drama that happens now in relationships. So if you want a fun read, something that'll keep, give you the range of emotions, you'll laugh. You might get real mad at a couple of the characters with certain scenes. I feel like people will really get emotional here, mm-hmm. with tears and all of that. It will take you on a roller coaster of emotions. It's actually a fun read as well, and it has a strong message in there that's very encouraging.
Okay. Vanessa, can you give us five do's and don'ts for dating from your perspective?
From my perspective, five. Well, let's see if I can get up to five.
Well, whatever you can give us, we'll take that.
Okay. So I would say the first do in dating would be to, first of all, know what you want. What is your purpose for dating? So know the purpose for dating. And number two, make sure you have some standards there before you even start dating. And what I mean by that, what is your value system? What do you value in a partner? So if your purpose to date is because you would like a meaningful relationship, then you have to also have some kind of guideline in place to help you evaluate not the person only, but if this is going to be meaningful for you. Meaning, for an example, if you know that you want kids eventually, would you really waste your time dating someone who's already said they never want kids because he's a nice guy or he's fine or whatever? You know, so know your purpose for dating, and then have some kind of values or beliefs that, you know, you require for the relationship long-term, if it's that. If you don't want a long-term relationship, then it's good to know that too, because I think the dating would look a certain way.
And also, don't you think, not to cut you off, but also, don't you think in terms of values that people should ask up front, are you married? Because some people, they go out dating and they're married, but they don't reveal that. And I've asked some women when they go out on a date, and they'll come back and I'll say, well, is he married? And they say, well, I don't know, I didn't ask that. So I don't get that. What do you feel?
Well, how about let's make that number one, because that is usually one of the first things I say in an interview. That is so true. Nowadays, if you ask, you might not even get the truth.
That's true.
So, yes, the very first thing is you need to ask, are you married? Do you live with anyone? Are you seeing someone significantly? Because if you don't ask, you're right. Sometimes guys aren't forthcoming. Maybe women aren't. I don't know. But, that's the first thing. You do need to know that. And then you need to know your purpose for dating. And then you need to have some kind of values and belief in there too, and these are not necessarily in order, because some women don't care if the guy is in a relationship, you know? So then if you know your purpose for dating is only for some kind of casual interaction, then maybe that doesn't matter. So those would be definitely my dues.
Okay. And, go ahead.
I have one don't. My one don't would be, do not go against your belief when you're, because beliefs to me are a core thing. So if you are certainly sure, let's just throw, since we've been talking about ministry, if you believe that you want to have a guy that you're going to be able to still go to church and serve the Lord together, if he doesn't believe in God or going to church or any of those things, I think that's a huge red flag. So whatever your beliefs are, for, even if it's not religious based, that's fine. But whatever you believe at your core is necessary for your life and that adds to your life and keeps you in a good place, don't go against that.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then also, I kind of look at, because I'm the beauty and lifestyle guru, as people say sometimes, or as I call myself. But anyway, I look at first impressions or last impressions, lasting impressions. And I think that the way you dress also says a lot about yourself.
Does that, it, because people make that judgment, that perception comes into play right away, and however they see you is how they begin to deal with you. If you never say a word, they've already drawn a conclusion about who you are and what you're about based on how you're dressed.
Yes. All right. Well, now, where can we get this book? I know Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. Give us some more places we can buy your book called Lies. Lies Even Love has its casualties, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Well, it can be purchased. If you go to my website, VanessaWorks.com, you can click on the link there to buy the book, but it directs you to Amazon. You can also get it in ebook at iBooks for Apple, and let's see, it's on Sony. It's on all the ebook platforms.
Okay, and your website again?
Again, that's Vanessa Wertz, VanessaWertz.com.
Okay, thank you. Well, are you on Facebook and Instagram, any of the social media sites?
I am. I'm on Instagram at, my Instagram account is I Am Vanessa Wertz. Twitter is at Vanessa Wertz. And Facebook is Author Vanessa Wertz.
Okay, Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us here on, I was going to say Celebrity Beauty and Fitness with Janet, because that was another show that I did, but Janet for BeautyStyle.com, and I'm Janet Shields Scott. It's been great having you. You've given us some wonderful information and some words for thought, especially for those people that are out there wanting that great significant other to enter into their life.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
Yeah, all right. And congratulations on your book. Seems very intriguing.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm excited about it.
You should be. All right. Enjoy and have a good day.
Okay, you too now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, your beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle expert talk guide. I'm Janet Shields Scott, columnist, radio, and TV host. You can like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. For more fun and informative, yes, and celebrity interviews, log on to the website JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style.
Stuart Reed Law Group takes care of all your legal needs. Affordable rates for business law, family law, real estate law, probate court, bankruptcy, wills and trust. Log on to stuartreedlaw.com or call 818-264-4888. That's 818-264-4888.
It's the final week of the Mega Mattress Event at Ashley Home Store. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Pay no interest for 8 years on queen mattresses from Tempur-Pedic and iComfort, both starting at just $21 a month. Or save up to $1,000 on select queen mattresses from Beautyrest and Sealy Posturepedic. Hurry in now for the Mega Mattress Event. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store. Ashley Home Store. This is home. Offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required. See store for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people and their cars and Progressive and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.